Welcome, everyone, to the latest podcast talking about SUSE-powered appliances. My name is Liz Padua, and I'm the Senior Marketing Manager in the Solutions and Appliance Incubator team here at Novell. In today's series, we're going to have a two-part conversation with IBM, specifically with Mark Habercorn, Product Manager in the WebSphere team. In this first part, Mark's going to speak a little bit about why IBM entered the appliance space. And the second part, we're going to talk a little bit more about the benefits that IBM's customers have seen with appliances.
Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Liz.
So, Mark, could you tell us a little bit about WebSphere and a little bit about your role at IBM?
Sure. So, WebSphere is the brand in IBM where WebSphere Application Server, the popular application server product, lives in our organizational structure. I'm a product manager in the WebSphere space. I own three products, WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance, WebSphere Virtual Enterprise, and WebSphere Application Server Hypervisor Edition. And basically what I do is determine the product strategy for these offerings, the functional content, things like that.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us here today, Mark. We're looking forward to hearing about the WebSphere appliances. Maybe to kick it off, could you tell us what was the catalyst for entering the appliance space and for working with Novell on our SUSE appliance program?
Sure. So we've recognized amongst our customers an almost universal desire to move towards server virtualization for a couple of reasons. You know, mostly because people associate cost benefit, cost savings, moving to virtualization. Of course, that is a shift in many cases, and with any shift comes a set of hurdles or challenges which must be overcome in order to reach your ultimate goal. We saw an opportunity as the providers of our customers' middleware to make it significantly easier to use that middleware in conjunction with server virtualization. And the way we did that, and the way we saw to do that, was packaging our software as software appliances. And I think we're going to talk a little bit about how software appliances can make existing software more attractive or more easily consumable later on.
Yeah, that's really an interesting opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit more specifically about the WebSphere projects you've been working on as appliances?
Sure. In the WebSphere space, we've created a line of products we call Hypervisor Editions. What these are basically new versions of our existing products, with a package of software appliances. And what that means is it's basically a combination of the operating system pre-installed with a set of our middleware on top of it. That's obviously packaged by IBM, so we understand these offerings better than anybody else. We've created them, right? So we understand how to tune them in an optimal fashion to run on top of the operating systems we provide. And we understand how to ensure that the version numbers of our offerings and the version numbers of the underlying operating systems are best matched. So we offer these software appliance versions for WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Process Server, DB2, a set of others that we're working on as we go forward. We also offer a hardware appliance, as opposed to a software appliance, called the WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance. What that is basically a manager device. It dispenses and manages these software appliances, the hypervisor edition, in the context of patterns. Those patterns represent codified multi-server topologies. Pattern-based management has several benefits, basically improvements in consistency, time to value, and repeatability. So instead of managing individual, think of atoms, we're managing molecules, so collections of these single servers. And that's where a lot of the manual labor would come in, tying together these single servers into a multi-server topology, betting that our customers will be able to reap benefits in cost savings, especially manual labor savings, by using pattern-based management.
And how does SUSE Linux Enterprise fit into these appliances?
So SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is one of the operating systems that we offer pre-installed with our Hypervisor Edition products, specifically on the x86 and systems E platforms. What we see is that our customers, they're moving to the server virtualization space, but they have certain things sort of ingrained in their DNA. And some of those things are the operating system that they've chosen, the way that they've tuned that operating system, the packages they have installed, things like that. So what we're trying to do is make our Hypervisor Edition offerings applicable, if you will, to as large a percentage of our customer base as possible. And the way we do that is to offer as much choice in the operating system space as we can. And SUSE Linux Enterprise Server is a prominent figure in that selection of operating systems we offer.
That's great. Thank you, Mark, for joining. If people would like to find out more, where can they go?
They can go to ibm.com/cloudburst to find out more about both our WebSphere Cloudburst appliance offering and the Hypervisor Editions we offer for use in conjunction with Cloudburst.
Great. And if anyone would like to hear more about Novell and the SUSE Appliance program, visit novell.com/appliance.
Thanks for listening to part one in this two-part podcast series with IBM. Please be sure to join us for part two, where we focus on the benefits that IBM's customers have seen with appliances.